This is so cool. Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast. Don't Tell Comedy are comedy shows that happen in these really intimate, unique spaces like art galleries and backyards and rooftops. I did one of their first shows in 2017. It was in a random clothing store in LA. Now they are in 150 cities worldwide. You gotta check them out. They are such a perfect night out. Don't Tell Comedy is the spot to go. Date night, alone night, friend night, whatever you want it to be. It's so fun. Get tickets at don'ttellcomedy.com. Use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast. Here's Nikki.
Hello, here I am. Welcome to the show. It's the Nikki Glaser Podcast. I'm here in St. Louis, in studio with my mama.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh my God. Thanks for having me back.
I love having you on. Oh my God. It's fun to hang. You're so sweet. Podcasts are hangs, you know?
It's really fun.
Yeah, it's good. You're good at it. You're chill. Well, you're not trying anymore.
I'm not trying because you get what you get.
You get what you get.
I just don't know what to say.
That's refreshing to people when you don't put on any kind of artifice.
I don't even know how to do that anymore.
Yeah. I've seen you put it on. You can put it on.
No, I really don't. I don't get nervous anymore. It's like,
it's so great.
It's really,
I've knocked it out of you.
Thank you.
Because you used to get nervous and go, what am I going to say?
Yeah.
You stop the self-doubt thing of like, no one wants to hear me.
Well,
and I always just say, well, do we just trust me that I'm not doing this out of charity?
No, you've said that. And I'm so grateful because you're like, do not question if I didn't think you were any good.
Yeah, I want to make things that are listenable. And if you held me back in any way and made me talk differently, I wouldn't like it. My listeners.
Well, thanks for...
But I feel more free.
This is great.
This is just great. Okay, so mom's here. Things are going great over here. Brian Frangie's here. Yes. Noah's here. What's up, guys? How are you?
Podcast supporting comedians' mental health since 2016. Mm-hmm. Without podcasts, there are so many comedian friends who would not know anything about each other
What did comedians do before podcasts?
They got drunk at the bar after shows, but other than that, there were no hangs.
Yeah.
There were hangs. Well, I've talked to actually some comedians there were hangs after shows. Comedians don't hang out anymore. I guess in New York they're still doing it, but in LA there's not really that many hangs happening. And if there are, we don't talk about jokes, which I've never liked really talking about jokes ever since I was like 5 years into comedy. I've just been like, let's stop.
Wait,
doing this.
And you give them away, right?
No, that's not. No one's stealing jokes. That's not a thing. You worry about that kind of stuff.
I kind of do.
Yeah, my mom hides jewelry because and forgets where she even hides it. She's like a squirrel.
Don't give her
secret. You know that squirrels, like half the nuts they hide, they don't remember where
is
they
that right?
put them.
Yeah, I like have found them in my garage.
Yeah, that's you. When you're looking for your jewels.
Yeah, where I'm looking. Did I put my jewelry in the garage? Weird.
But now that, they're not talking about jokes anymore. They're not talking about, you know, they're just talking about algorithms. And I just just can't take it or views or this guy's getting this. I mean, we've always been complaining about who's getting what and why aren't we getting it.
What a curse on humanity.
But yes, the views and the algo.
Social media. It's just a curse We've been cursed.
A thing I heard that on TikTok, because I was talking to someone who knows their way around this stuff.
Yeah.
If you have like a video that you've clipped, that you've made for TikTok, right? And you're like, I'm going to put this on TikTok. It behooves you and the algorithm to then use the TikTok editing software within it. Like make your clip a little bit longer. So if you, because TikTok will know if you used its software to edit, and it likes videos that you are using the app to edit, as opposed to using something else to edit. So put on a little extra time when you're editing the clip outside of TikTok, take it off within the TikTok app so that TikTok thinks, oh, they made this in here, and then they'll give it more views. And companies do this thing where everyone within a social media company that works for one, you know, will, when they post for a client, they'll tell all of their employees, hey, comment on this post. Because if it gets lots of comments in the first 20 minutes, it will double the amount of views it gets.
Oh. Mm.
Fuck TikTok. I can't wait. I hope it gets banned.
Isn't it getting banned?
I disagree with Trump on this.
I don't know anything about the ban.
I don't even know how to
Congress
get on TikTok.
Congress passed a ban to ban TikTok. Congress passed a bill to ban TikTok in America.
To ban what's their reasoning? That because owns of Chinese? It.
Yeah, because of Chinese. Yeah, exactly.
They're stealing your information.
Because
what
they're
about
afraid
that it's melting people's brains and making young girls kill
no
themselves
one
by
gives
the hundreds.
A shit about well, it's, that. It's all
I think
about
it's that
China.
Every day. No, it's that too. It's because they trace all of the steps that you take on your phone and they start studying people. Mm-hmm. And then it influences
what
them.
About
I think
Instagram?
That's the concern.
Are they not stealing data?
We can all it's trust Zuck. He's fine. He's an American,
He's an American.
He's a white-blooded American male, and we can trust him.
I thought they were banning TikTok because I'm
about the
so
Chinese.
Naive. I thought it was because they are concerned about people's mental health.
No, they're
not.
They're
no one
really,
is.
The Chinese.
That's
are
what I like.
Believe
that IKEA was cutting their costs because they cared about the consumer.
Congress was upset that Matt Reif blew up so much, and so they said we have to do something about this.
Why is this an issue now? Like, wasn't this the big issue when it first came out? Everyone was like, the Chinese, and then we were like, it's fine. We don't care. It's too entertaining.
Well, it's legally perilous to say that a company must divest, like the government forcing a company to divest. But the argument is that the ByteDance, which owns TikTok, is going to sell all of or give all of Americans' data to the Chinese government upon request because they can't say no because they're a Chinese company under the brutal Chinese regime, and they're going to use that information to spread propaganda and
don't they already have all the data they've gotten so far? Like, even if we banned it right now, it just means not more data. It doesn't mean they have to give back the data they've already collected, right? Don't they have enough? They'd be like, yeah, we're good, we're full.
So far they said that they're not giving up any data to the government, but you know,
but I mean,
they
like
say.
If we banned it right now and then the Chinese
there's
sold
still
the
people
company, they would still
who don't
have
it. I don't have TikTok, so like they would still want my information.
I know, but they're not going to get more. It. You're not going on anytime soon. No, like, I feel like everyone who's on TikTok is on it, except young kids will keep
I'm not on it.
Yeah, I'm not on it.
Oh, right,
I mean,
the young kids. That's what it is. New customers.
Doesn't everyone know the world is ending in like 20 years anyway? So who cares how it all goes down?
Saying that.
Would you not quit saying it? Because I'm not going to quit. I just think it's so insane that anyone thinks things are going to be okay.
Mm-hmm. There's hope.
Where?
You just have to have that hope. It's like faith. You just have to have
so
hope.
So blind hope.
Blind hope.
With no science behind it, except all the science is really just horror.
People have always thought that, though, like for so many years.
That's what people say.
Yeah,
but I go, someone's got to be right at some point. And also, you know, like someone will be right. We're not going to be around forever. But things seem really, I mean, I haven't been around when people said it before, but it doesn't seem,
well, it's
we
also
don't have winters anymore, everyone.
Yeah, but that's fine. It's incredibly narcissistic to think that we're the ones that are going to experience the apocalypse. You know,
but
like, why are we so
gonna
special?
Be right.
It's probably not going to be us. It's probably going to be a few generations from now. I mean, we might have like, oh no, it's a little hot in New York in October. And
we're already
sucks.
There.
Yeah,
it is
so we're
going to
have
October
that. We're going to be uncomfortable, but that's not the apocalypse.
All right. I know that my building did not have hot water last week, and I got a little taste of what's
the
to
whole
come.
Building?
Yeah, for a couple days. And I was just like, what would this be like?
You mean everyone doesn't have their own water heater in this building?
Are you being facetious?
No, I'm being serious.
I guess not.
Sounds crazy that one big tank is taking...
I guess so. Something was going on with it. So we didn't have hot water, which I did not care about. I was very understanding about. Things happen.
How'd you deal with it?
Did you
I just didn't
shower?
Take a shower.
No shower.
Yeah. And I just...
You didn't do sink shower?
I did a little of that, but I think it was,
boil water?
It was just one day because it was... Yeah, I just didn't care. I was just going to be stinky for one day. And I've discovered this new deodorant that makes you truly odorless. It's natural. It's called Purely Great. Chris discovered it.
Wow.
Purely Great. It's in a little jar. You can get it on Amazon. Purely Great. It's charcoal. And you have to, it comes with a ladle, and you have to put the ladle in, and you stir it, and then you put it on your armpit, and then you have to rub it in with your fingers. But I'm not joking you.
It doesn't stain your clothes.
Odorless.
Yeah.
You don't stink for like 2 days.
I don't trust that.
Wow.
I don't trust the charcoal trend. I don't get why.
You're trying to ban it?
I would think that that Biden should ban charcoal. There's like charcoal soap now. There's charcoal
toothpaste.
Shampoo. Why all of a sudden are we like, oh, charcoal's safe for you? It's black.
Is it real charcoal like from the grill or is it something else?
Well, it's better than aluminum, which has been proven to cause cancer in your armpits. Like, it's
yes,
at least
well,
it's
we
natural.
Just haven't done the studies. We haven't done this. Aluminum's natural. It's a periodic element.
Well, I was talking to someone this weekend about smoking weed and how we used to just smoke it out of pens and pipes, sugar-free Red Bull cans, and you would just light aluminum on fire and then breathe in, or a Bic pen, just light it on fire. And then breathe in.
Is there
even
aluminum
during COVID, I was smoking.
That?
No, but there's plastic. Do you think anyone should burn plastic and then inhale it?
No.
Deeply? Like,
no.
It's just so insane.
Definitively,
that we did this.
She says no.
And then, over COVID, I was smoking out of this like rubber pipe that I got from Amazon because life was going great
for me. Yeah, I remember
this
rubber pipe.
You know the
pipes,
green one?
That green one.
Yeah. Don't use that if you ever find it in your house.
Okay.
Because I left it there, but it is,
I don't know.
That's rubber. You're burning plastic.
Yeah.
And you're breathing, but I got it because I was like, I'm just tired of breaking things.
Oh, yeah.
And I just, it could tip over. And I'm just a clumsy person, so things are always shattering. But, yeah, I just got like, but I've told the story before, but I smoked weed with someone out of a sugar-free Red Bull can on the road.
Okay.
And I 8 years later, this person is a comedian that I ran into later. And I was like, oh my God, remember when we smoked weed out of a Red Bull can? You showed me that trick. I was like, that is so crazy. We did that. We were inhaling aluminum. And he goes, I still do.
Oh,
that I have one with me tonight. And he goes, and I go, oh, he goes, actually, I can't not smoke weed without a Red Bull can. It's like, it's the only way.
God.
And I go,
that's
well,
hilarious.
You're addicted to aluminum now.
Oh. Yeah.
He's like, I get headaches if I don't smoke it out of aluminum.
Wow.
Well, he didn't say
God,
that, but I'm like, the fact that he's 8 years later, an adult man.
I thought you were going to say he came down with something very serious.
I mean, he probably will eventually. Oh. You can't be smoking, you can't be lighting aluminum on fire and breathing it in.
I didn't even
insane.
Know about that. To be honest.
What do you mean? It's not that you didn't know. You know. You just didn't think. It's
no,
like you
I
just
don't know about aluminum.
But you would think that lighting aluminum on fire and breathing in that would be good.
I just never thought about it, to be honest.
But that's what I'm saying. You know that breathing. You would say if,
sure.
Would you have kids go hang out by an aluminum burning?
No, and like I would not.
Downwind
but I
from that? That would be toxic.
Thought about the aluminum part of the whole thing.
Julie would be
Illuminati?
Great. Julie would be great in a deposition. She is taking these questions. I don't know anything about that. No, never heard of aluminum.
I played the fifth on this. I really knew.
I don't think I knew it, but I thought it.
I never even thought.
Well, that's the fun. That's what I'm. Well, that's why it's humorous. Is that we were doing this without thinking at all.
Still,
and if you think about it even a little bit, it's horrifying. Even lighting glass on fire or a glass
taste
pipe
this already. Like what? Aluminum in my mouth just thinking about it.
You're a one.
Remember
Enneagram one? I'm just saying that you're a one. That does nothing to do with anything.
Oh, that's right.
I've She's become so.
No, I'm a three.
No, I was a three. I am a three.
Wait,
you're a one.
I'm a one.
Yeah,
I thought I was a three. I was looking at the results. I'm going, this is. I told you, this isn't me.
Right. One. You're a one.
I thought I was a three.
Yeah.
Oh,
for the last 2 weeks,
sense.
Julie's been going around acting like a three.
I've been acting like a three. Well, I've been mad. I'm like, that's not me.
Just like a one. Because you ones want things to be right and correct. It's this and it's this. It's black and white. It's this is wrong and this is right. And
that's
and another
really
thing about ones.
What?
Don't get mad.
I'm going to get
because
mad.
Because you can't.
I can feel
even
it.
Though I know ones are going to get mad at this.
This is what a one does.
You can't admit you're wrong. Oh. It's really impossible for you to admit that you have made an error at some point.
Whoa.
And when you do, when you are faced with it, where it's like very obvious, where you're in a car accident and like, let's say you were texting. So it's like obvious to you that you did something wrong.
What am I going to do?
You can't fucking handle it. You go into a depression. So if in your life, whenever you've been really sad, it's and this is me talking. I've read like one infographic about you. So this is me just, I don't know what I'm talking about really, but I think that ones when they are faced with actually having done something wrong and there's proof behind it and they can't deny it and they can't, you know, avoid it, they really suffer.
Okay.
Because to them, they want to be perfect.
Okay.
It, for me, what's important for threes
I feel like that's not me either.
Well, see, this is you being one. That's not me. See, that can't be true. But I'm never wrong. Wait, when was the last time you were wrong?
I've been wrong a lot.
Okay, let's name one.
I might have done something. Even today, I was talking to your dad. We were taking a walk, and he was like, said something, and I was like, because usually we argue the whole way. Our neighbors must think we are.
Falling apart. Yeah.
Because we're kind of arguing every step of the way.
About
the
what?
Walk. Just about everything. He's just says something and it's bugging me.
Well, Dad, the other night.
And then
poor Dad. We just like to go on this podcast.
No, I said he better not listen because he's going to get hurt.
No, the other night we went out to dinner and Dad like could not find his dish on the menu. This restaurant, they changed restaurants. Like they changed locations. They got a new menu. And my dad's like, did you guys get new menus? And the guy's like, yes. Well, yes, there's a redesign of the menu, but it's all the same stuff. Is what the man said. But it was
sounds
in
like a lie.
Maybe. No, I think it was true. He just didn't really speak good
English. And
they raised
their prices. Trust me.
Oh, well, we do. No one was questioning that. Whenever we go to dinner, I'm just like, Mom. She goes, well, this $17.99 for that. And I go, I'm buying. Don't look at the prices. It doesn't matter. Get what you want. Don't, but you can't help yourself.
I can't help myself. I gotta look at prices.
But Dad was like, couldn't find his dish on the menu. And the waiter came over and we had already been looking for 15 minutes. Dad can't even be involved in conversation because he is so desperately trying to find this thing. He's like, I know it had snap peas. And I go, let's try to like, say what you remember. Did it have rice on the side or were there noodles in it? Because that's like, that's an easy way to distinguish where on the menu it would be. And he's like, it was rice on the side. So then we go to that section. And I'm like, pretty much, Dad, you can make anything you want here. Just say the vegetables you want, say the meat you want, say the kind of sauce, and boom, you got it.
Right.
But he was very angry that he couldn't find it. And then the waiter came over after 15 minutes of him already looking and not finding it. And I'm just like, we got to go. So I ordered, you ordered, and then it gets to Dad. And Dad's like, well, I'm looking for this thing. And then we go, well, you're just going to have to come up with something else. And Dad goes, hold on, I'm gonna find it. Keeps looking for it. And I was just like, we gotta go, Dad.
What number is he? We gotta give him the test.
Oh, well, I sent you the test the other night because I wanted you to
we
do
just
it.
We haven't gotten to it.
It's okay. You guys are so busy arguing fighting throughout the neighborhood. All right, we'll be back with more show after this. Oh my God, you guys. I'm so excited that Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast because they have like all of my favorite clips on Instagram Reels. I'm constantly discovering new comedians from these clips. And I always like, how do you even go to these shows? Where are they happening? Well, now I know because I have the information right here. You can go to one of these shows. Don't Tell Comedy are putting on the coolest comedy shows in the country. This isn't like a comedy club. This isn't a theater. These are small, unique venues like on rooftops, backyards, art galleries. If you're looking for a fun night out in your town, which it's probably in your town because these shows used to just be in LA and now they are all over the country, 150 cities in Canada, the US, and the UK. Don't Tell Comedy is the best thing for you to go out and explore and do. You're going to see amazing new comedians. You're going to see pop-ins from famous comedians. You've seen the clips online. Be a part of the experience live in person and do it on me, guys. Get tickets at don'ttellcomedy.com and then use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show. 20% off. That's freaking good. Have you ever seen a girl with a perfect wardrobe and everything just looks like clean and put together and you know she's not rich and you're like, how is this happening? I swear to God, this bitch knows about Quince. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. I'm talking 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, washable silk tops, and timeless 14 karat gold jewelry. Did you hear me say washable silk tops? Yes, washable. I have a silk dress from them and I did wash it and it still looks great. It is such like a cute piece that I will have forever that just matches with everything. Add some Quince pieces to your wardrobe to just elevate the whole thing. People will think you shop in France. I know you're thinking, well, Nikki, why is Quince so cheap? There's always a reason. Well, it's because they directly partner with top factories. They cut out the middleman and they pass the savings on to you. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/Nikki for free shipping on your order and 365 day returns. That's Quince.com/Nikki to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Nikki.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
And we're back. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So, what are you arguing about throughout the neighborhood?
I just don't want to hear anything negative about this guy's lawn. He sprays for sure.
Dad is an environmentalist. Yeah, and is very conscious of like
this guy's just leaving his car running.
Oh God,
leave your car running, and you're just sitting in your car and it's running, I just want you to know that somewhere my dad has a pain in his neck because you are doing that. He like can sense it.
He's gonna say something to me for sure. And he might give a little grimace to the person in the car.
He'll say something under his breath.
Pro leave the car running. Most dads are like, you gotta warm it up. You can't just start it and drive.
Don't you dare
try to warm that car up before you get in.
That is just burning fossil fuels. And as a kid, one of my earliest memories is dad saying, if you leave a lamp on, just picture a smokestack pouring pollution into the air because you left that lamp on. Otherwise, there would be no smoke coming out of that smokestack because you were too lazy to go over and switch off that thing. A bird is now going to fly through the smoke and start coughing and crying and die.
And that's
he didn't say that part,
fault.
But that's like my, and that's my fault.
But this is our neighborhood walk because everyone in our neighborhood lives in a McMansion but us, because they're all knocked down houses, but ours didn't get knocked down. Mm-hmm. And they all have perfect lawns. I mean, because they get spray on them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
dad can't handle it.
Oh, he went.
The runoff to the streams.
Well, he did go. He ordered flyers to go on the doors.
Wait, what?
Wow.
Ordered flyers to go on everybody's door. So, I mean.
Wait. He's going to go flyer the neighborhood?
He was going to do that. They're still sitting in his drawer.
The thing is, he doesn't understand that just makes people want to put
more Miracle-Gro
down. Oh, my God.
We would be lambasted in the neighborhood.
Well, what about the sign Dad wants to get?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
Can we talk? Brian, I don't think you can handle this. Noah? I know you can't. I don't think anyone can. I can't handle this. And I am quite a little like, I want to stir shit up.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Passive aggressively. Right. I love a passive aggressive, I'm calling you out bumper sticker that like lights people up when they know they're being called out, but that you're not exactly saying it to them. I'm a little passive aggressive bitch. But dad
wants to put up a sign that says Happy St. Patrick's Day.
I want you to guess what my dad wants to put up a sign about. And we're not going to get political beyond this, but just, you know where my dad stands politically from this conversation. What do you think my dad wants to put on a sign? What is the most inflammatory thing you could possibly write on a sign. And let me just say that in my neighborhood, there was a house of Trump voters that put up, in, you know, 4 years ago,
banner across their whole
house.
A huge
banner that said, what did it say?
It said,
no
Trump.
More bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
So that was one, too.
The neighborhood is okay with profanity on signs and, like, yes. and uncomfortable words on signs. So right. what do you think my dad wants to get? If it said Trump is blank.
A.
Blank, blank. What do you think my dad wants to put up? A sign in his front yard that says Trump is a blank.
Raging homosexual.
Oh, well, you got the right word right.
You got the first two letters
first two right.
Raging lunatic?
Rapist.
Oh, rapist.
Trump is a rapist. He wants to have that in our front yard.
And he's adamant about
it. Do you want the house to get burned down? Do you guys want to be a teardown?
No.
Because you'll be like, you'll have a McMansion.
Exactly. I know. I'm like, you cannot do that.
It would be better if he took
that sign and put it on other people's lawns.
Yeah, I mean, it
would be. Oh, that's the flyers are.
It's not going to prove.
Yeah, they would know who we put that there.
It's just, I really like it. When Dad told me that he wanted to do that, he's not going to, but it made me feel like Dad takes after me a little bit. Like, Dad's learned something from me.
If I would say, go ahead, he'd be, oh, thank God. Mm. He would order
it. It's so insane. I can't even believe it.
Anyway. He's anti-Trump, right?
I'm not letting him do it.
Celebrating this. He wants people to know.
He wants everyone to know. This is terrific.
Does what he wants.
You can do what you want.
I couldn't even. No. I asked for Dad's Trump thought of the day like I used to a couple weeks ago.
And don't ask anymore.
And he told me that, and I couldn't post it on my stories because I was like, I don't want to get.
You will be
flagged.
Yeah.
For something. This is too scary to me. But Dad's insane.
We're not doing it.
And I love it.
We can't do it.
No, you're not going to. You absolutely cannot do that.
I care for my home.
I care for your safety. I care for those jewels that are hidden that you'll never find even after you've burned down.
Yeah, I might find them.
The best thing happened to me this morning ever, and I think everyone can agree that this is the greatest when this happens. So, I'm trying out new like workouts around my area because now I'm fit and I feel like I can finally like enter into places where there's classes because now I can like not be the worst one in there.
Wow.
So I signed up for this place near me. I'm not going to say the name of it. I probably will at some point, but I signed up for an 8 a.m. class, which
decision? Get up and get going.
There's something in me that when I make a plan to go to a workout class later in the week, it's most likely I'll go. There's an 80% chance I'll go. So it means I've done it. There's like an achievement in setting the calendar to do it.
Okay.
So I did that. I woke up at 7, ate breakfast, really bleary eyed. I'm like, I don't even have time to get coffee by the time I was ready to go. I was like, I'm just going down. I went down. It's within walking of my building. So I walk in at 7:59, boom, ready to go. I'm new. It's my first time here. And she was like, oh, then you got an email telling you you need to come like 20 minutes early to learn the equipment. And I go, oh, I'm so sorry. I do know that I need to do that. Why didn't I think of that? I'm so sorry. And I go, and she goes, oh, well, maybe we can. And I go, I should probably come back another time, right? And she was like, yeah.
Oh.
And so I didn't have to work out because...
You showed up, yeah. So it's not like you made them go in for you and then you didn't, you were a no-show.
Yes. And so she was really kind and was like, and I won't charge you for this one because I bought 3 sessions for $50 that I have to do within 2 weeks period.
Whoa.
Good deal.
Yeah, you bet you are.
But she said, well, we won't take that class off here. She was like, you're good. We'll throw it back on. And I was like, that is so nice. So I triumphantly didn't have to go to a class that I... thought nice. I would have to go to.
But and what is it?
It's like Pilates, but like hard.
Oh.
It's a class where it's like, well, let me tell you, I went to another class last night because I am experimenting. I went to my first Orange Theory.
Oh
yeah.
Brian, have you been?
No, never to Orange Theory, but.
Do you know about it?
Yeah. Isn't the theory that he's a rapist?
Isn't your dad putting a sign on his lawn?
That's my dad's orange theory.
That is really good, Brian. That's his theory.
I did not know much about this class. I walk by it all the time because there's one near my apartment. And I see people coming in and out and looking really triumphant. And like, there's like a camaraderie I sense going on in there. So I, you know, I just was like, I signed up for it and I went last night and I got there early enough to like learn the basics. They were so nice. So what you do is you put an armband on and it does your heart rate. And then throughout the class, you're on a screen with a bunch of other people and their heart rates are up and their calories and their levels of energy, the percentage of energy that is. So you're trying to get in this zone, the orange zone, which is why it's Orange Theory.
Oh.
And now there's also a red zone.
Okay.
And so you always want to be.
You don't want to be in the red zone.
The red zone is when you're. No, you want to be in it a little bit, but then you want to go back down to the orange.
It's okay. Too much exertion, red zone.
No, red zone is good. It's like when you're doing sprints, but you shouldn't stay there.
Your heart's racing.
And where you're going to burn fat, based on their theory, is like in the orange zone where you're recovering out of the red zone, but you're not totally like just limp. You know, like you're still giving effort. We all know this, like interval training and stuff. So maybe we don't all know this, but
sure.
Three out of four of us know this. So but it's so fucking confusing. Orange Theory, I went there in time, but it was just, there's too much going on. But I will say that if you are someone who is looking for community, is looking for friends, is looking to have enthusiasm in their life and goal setting and mild competitiveness with like a flirty theater camp vibe, Orange Theory is for you. If you went to theater camp and you don't do theater anymore, but you miss that dorky camaraderie that you got from doing theater.
God.
Which I loved.
It's
I love that part of
thing
theater.
You're saying, right?
I was a dork. Like, I'm a dork now. Being a Swiftie is kind of being a dork. Like, just being obsessed with something and like having the secret language. Like, you're a dork, and I mean that lovingly.
Wow.
But Orange Theory is for people trying to seek that out.
Like in a lot of group workout or like some kind of like gym stuff. I know it happens in jiu-jitsu. And I feel like it probably happens in CrossFit a lot.
Yes, it felt like CrossFit to me. I don't know anything about CrossFit, but it felt like that's the closest I felt to it, of this like group of people who all kind of knew each other. There was like a challenge yesterday to do the mile run, who could do it the fastest. And everyone was supportive, but like there was a kind of a competition going on between two guys that I could see that I thought was very interesting. And then
background.
But there was a lot of like, go, 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 and support, and like, if I was someone who lacked friends and felt like that I spent too much time alone and I didn't have a community, I would 100% be so into Orange Theory.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Are you on a treadmill trying to...
So it's treadmill, it's floor weights, and it's rowing machine. Okay. So you just jump from one to the other and they kind of instruct you as you go what to do and you run around. My problem is I have been training with Pilates with an instructor who are like some of the best instructors in the world. They've trained all over the world to come back to St. Louis to open the premier Pilates gym. And it is, and I forget the name of it now. Why do I always forget what it's called? Pilates Lab. Sorry. Oh, yeah. I know they're listening. Pilates Lab is, they don't give me a discount. This is not a paid advertisement, but Pilates Lab is like, they do classical Pilates. So it is like the way Joseph Pilates designed it. And my body is being studied constantly. If I'm doing a rep of anything, it's like, okay, well, you need to suck in your abs. No, your big toe. Put your big toe down. Like, can you imagine a workout where people are assessing your pinky toe is not in the place it should be when you're doing an arm workout? This is the level of precision and detail that I'm learning in Pilates. Wow. So I go over to Orange Theory, and they're like, now do a plank push-up, but then, you know, just, you know, you do a plank on one of like on the ground, and then you take a weight and you do like this while you're in the plank. Uh-huh. And my hips are flying everywhere and my shoulders popping out of the socket. I have horrible form. My butt's right up in the air. I'm piking. There's no plank. And no one's going to say, no, hey, you're bad form. Oh. You're just on your own.
You got to pay for
it's
that,
better
Nikki.
Than nothing. Like it's certainly better to have bad form and to do the exercise than to do nothing. But I cannot be held accountable to have good form. And that is why I'm sending my mom to personal training 3 times a week. I just got her, my dad Whoa. And her a gym membership yesterday for a year. Happy birthday.
Thank you, Nikki.
And dad's
personal trainer.
And I'm
today.
Getting my mom a personal trainer 3 times a week because I want her to, as you get
strong.
To be an elderly woman, you need to have muscle or you're going to die.
I know.
Your bones are deteriorating.
Yes.
At a higher rate.
So you need muscle. So my mom's going to go to a trainer and she keeps saying, can't I just go a couple times and they teach me the ropes? And I go, no, because you won't
You won't go
you
back.
You won't stick to it. Your form will
I
suck.
Will, though. I don't want you wasting
money. No,
but
money. You'll stick to You'll do the exercises, but your form will be bad unless you have someone watching you.
No,
I
do
it.
Need to know how to do this.
Brian, do you agree? Like, how do you work out on your own? And I know that most people can't afford what I'm talking about, and I'm so grateful that I'm able to have someone monitoring
you
my
are.
Body every second.
Oh, my
God. But what, do you have trouble keeping good form when you're doing your stuff? How do you stay up with it?
Well, I just want to say, if wasting money is the concern, then think about all the money that'll be wasted when you need to get one of those chairs installed on your staircase that automatically goes
Thank
up
you,
or someone to
Thank
help
you.
You bring the groceries in
or a toilet in my that? Next to my bed or,
yeah.
I don't know
totally
that's be a decade of saved money if you just work out.
I do know that, and
my
Nikki
mom always
is so
says
sweet.
I always say to her, she goes, it's too much money, and I go, I would give up 90% of my income if it meant you were going to live 10 more years.
Is that the sweetest thing? Yeah. I
but who
Nikki.
Wouldn't do that for their mom to keep their mom
I
around if
know.
They like their mom.
I
would.
I don't know.
You're good on the podcast. That means
something.
Oh my God. But I would.
No,
so like,
that is
so this is not
over
even
the
close
top,
to 90.
Per,
it's not even
yeah, 90%.
And
I would definitely, without a doubt, I would definitely give up $500 to keep my mom alive for 10
no,
years.
No, I mean, like, I would.
Yeah.
If I could still
more that,
survive
Brian.
Comfortably, I would give up all my money to save my parents, to have my parents around 10 more years. And that is what
that
having
is
them do.
Unbelievable.
Do strength exercises will do.
Well, I'm really excited because
so
I,
have to look
I
at
need
like
some upper body strength for sure. I'm really.
But this doesn't mean you should be lifting anything. I don't want you to get.
No.
I still want you to hire people to lift things for you. That's another thing. I,
well,
I need to do
I can't
a bit.
Move, you know, heavy.
I need to get you a gift certificate to Craigslist.
To a mover.
Men to just come over and pick up things for you.
That could save you a bunch of money.
Nikki, I can do it. I'm not paying that guy $50 to come over
50.
Here and hang this. I can do this. Brian, how do you keep form on when you do your Tom Brady workouts?
Well, I worked at a gym when I was in high school, and I went to see personal trainers sometimes. So I feel like I can't. I've, obviously, it's not like Pilates, but I feel like I'm pretty good at looking in the mirror and assessing my own form as I go.
Yeah, you probably are. Yeah.
But it's obviously it's not perfect. And even if you know what your correct form is, it doesn't necessarily mean you're doing it right.
Well, I felt now Instagram's serving up all of these reels of girls with amazing asses teaching me how to do the Russian squat or whatever it is to get the best butt.
Okay.
Because there's like so many different muscles in your butt, and to get the ones that lift your butt, you have to do these really weird exercises where you put one foot up and then you, I don't even understand it, but they all criticize each other about like the form and the form. And they go, look at this form. This is not right. Now, this is the right form. And I can't, you
don't
could,
get involved with those
I could
people.
Never tell the difference between these two things.
Not kidding.
And it's so
especially
counterintuitive.
Russians.
Yeah, there are people who don't even agree on what the right form is.
Yeah, and, they can't agree on
lot.
It.
Yeah.
There's girls everywhere. And I think the right form is filling out a form at a med spa where you get things injected into your ass to make
or
it that
sucked
big.
Out.
Or sucked out of your stomach and then put in your butt. Not everyone's doing it, but like I just... It just would never occur to me that some of the stuff just, you just have to tense your whole body all the time.
My God.
I've
that's
talked
painful.
About it enough. I'm just,
No,
it's,
but I'm
it's
so
my
excited.
Life right now.
I'm so excited about going today.
Yeah. But if you want community, join Orange Theory.
Okay.
I did run a 739 mile, which I was really proud of because
wow.
I haven't run in forever. It's
that's
not bad.
Good.
Was that
seven
more than everyone?
Really good.
Set, no, there was a guy that ran like a 6:20 something.
Well, 7 what?
7:39.
Whoa.
Yeah. And there was, oh, shout out to the girl who's an instructor there that was like helping me throughout the whole class and telling me what to do because I could not understand what the next step was. And then I started going rogue and doing my own thing. So they wanted me to go back to the rower, but I was like, the rower doesn't make sense to me. I have bad form. I know I do. I'm never going to get this. So I'm just going to stay on the treadmill and do my own thing. And then at the end, we were all stretching and I just didn't feel like being on the ground. It just felt dirty to me. So I just left early and, And they did say, we're going to all get a picture afterwards. And I ducked out of that picture.
They wanted
But there
one.
Was a part of me that did want to be in the picture.
Oh.
Yeah.
What, I mean, what good is that picture?
But it's no good. But it's what it does is it makes people feel like they're a part of something. We just all accomplished this thing. Like when you go into the class, you high five the guy on the way
Wait,
in.
Do they do it every class?
I don't know. It was a special
or
day.
Was it
they were like,
Glazer
you came on a special
in
day.
The house.
No.
Oh, okay.
They did. I saw them take a picture in the class before mine.
Oh, okay.
No, it wasn't that.
Okay.
It's like a sticker that you get at the end. Like
yeah,
an
it's
achievement
really,
sticker.
Little star.
It does feel good when you look up and you see all your stats, but I gotta say,
I kind of know what calories are and like how you burn them and how much you're burning and
I think their
numbers are a little wonky.
It's kind of
like a
numbers?
Skinny mirror.
Are they on the low end or
no? They're trying to make you feel like you did wrong.
You burned 1,200 calories by taking our class.
Yeah, right. I saw a couple people in the class before me burn like 800 calories, and I go, no, were they here for 3 hours?
Oh, yeah, wow.
Nonstop. Like wow. I call BS on that, but I do.
It's still a good workout.
It was fun. Will I be back? No. Because I
wondered if you'd go there because it's so cool.
Well, I don't think I'll be back because I just felt too sloppy in my own workout. I felt like I'm going to get injured, but it would be good for someone. It would be good for, I just know too much now, and that's no disrespect to anyone who's going. I think it actually is a really fun thing to do.
No.
We got Pilates snob coming.
I know.
Orange Theory is just a little too laissez-faire for me.
It is. Yeah. Because I just can't be trusted. I have bad posture. I've got really flexible joints. Things are just willy-nilly. I've got no ass. And if you try to make me work my ass, every other muscle in my body will start working before that ass.
Wow.
Like, I don't even know what my ass muscle feels like. Like, I don't even know how to clench it. It's
when you
so
do a squat, you can't feel your butt.
I feel like the sides of my butt, but that inner up the rear butt part. No, okay. Like now I can feel it because I've done
Pilates.
Yeah, but before I had no fucking clue. Huh. And it's just like I'm not really in touch with my feelings and my body.
Gotcha.
Like that's why I was going to this somatic therapist lady for a while to be like, how does that feel in your body? And I'd go, I don't know what people feel things in their body when they're angry. Where?
Oh,
what?
Yeah.
What do you feel when you're like feeling angry? Do you feel it? Oh, Noah's pointing to her solar plexus.
That's where I feel mine too.
What? Wait,
and then I get a rush in my face.
Are you kidding?
And a rush in your face.
And my...
So when you get angry?
I think that's where it all goes. Right in here.
It heats up. It's like a heater, furnace.
Yeah. Brian?
Yeah, and also my head a little bit. Like I'll get a little foggy in the head, and I'll get in the chest tightness. And yeah, blood pressure's going up. That's what that means.
Dude, I am like this girl, Heidi Plebe. Who I've been following on YouTube, who I talked about last week. I'm not joking you. If you're interested in self-help and getting better and fixing the things about you that are like undercurrents that are kind of fucking up your life in patterned ways, she is unlocking some shit. Last night I listened to this talk. Get this. So when you...
Do you have to subscribe to her?
No. It's all... I mean, you probably don't have YouTube Premium, so you're going to watch some ads. But
no,
that's fine.
I have YouTube...
There's ads for you, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's free, but you just
got
to watch ads.
Got it. Okay.
So there's this thing called limerence. Do you guys know what limerence is?
I've heard that word. I don't remember what it means.
Isn't that a catchy little...
blowing my mind. What, a limerick?
It's just going to be funny.
Yes.
I saw it. Sorry, I didn't let you finish your joke. Limerence is when it's an obsessive, it's usually romantic. A romantic feeling, but it doesn't have to be. And it's when you have like an obsessive desire to win over or like you're in love. It feels like being in love. It feels like the beginning of a relationship. Like think Pete Davidson, Ariana Grande, like all obsessed with each other, all over each other.
Isn't that just like infatuation?
Unsustainable obsession.
Honeymoon phase?
Yeah, but a lot of times people have it when the other person doesn't reciprocate. So it's like before you eat, like you might have a crush on someone. It feels like a crush, but the difference between a crush and limerence, from what she says, is the obsessiveness. So if you're someone like me, who if you have a crush on someone, you like to like close your eyes and think about what it would be like to be with them, and like you like let your mind if you are stuck in fantasy about anyone, either romantically or like how a job is going to go, or how, oh my God, I'm getting to see my parents this weekend, how our weekend is going to go. And it never ends up matching what you imagine it to be. And you kind of get high on this kind of supply of fantasizing. If you relate to this, which I so relate to this so much, one of my favorite things is when I would used to have a crush when I was single.
Yes.
And I would see the potential, and I would just go on a plane. My favorite thing would be being on a plane, listening to music that made me think about that crush, and then thinking about things that were going to happen in our
relationship.
You're
already married. Just because you had a good interaction.
Yeah, like not, yes. And married, yeah, but not, I wouldn't even go that far. I would go to like when he finally decides to show up at my door. And then what that looks like. And then we go to dinner after that. And then after that, we go and we watch a movie. Like, and just thinking of the warmth that I would feel inside, that this person is so perfect for me. And we're getting along in all these ways that I've never even gotten along with someone before. And it never, ever matches up because there's no one like that out there. Well, what it does is it, which I did not know. I always just thought it's fantasy. Like, I know it's fantasy. I know that I'm exaggerating this person's personality to be perfect. But what it does is it makes it so you can never really have a good relationship with that person. Because when you are with them, you will always be disappointed. You are always waiting for this other person to show up. You cannot be present with them because you're actually, you end up, she even talks about in a relationship she was in, she had so much limerence for this person. She had fantasized about what they would be like. When she would be around him, she would be so disappointed that she would like, couldn't wait till it was over and she could go back to her fantasy of him. Mm. So she couldn't even enjoy being with him because she was like enjoying the fantasy part of it more, but she needed to keep seeing him in order to keep the fantasy going. So we do this a lot, not even just in like romantic relationships. We even do it with... what you're supposed to do so you don't have limerence, which is just
you, don't
you
want
telling
this?
A lie about yourself. Yeah, you don't want limerence because it sets you up for failure.
Gotcha.
And it makes it so you don't actually ever hear that person. And really, love is understanding and understanding is love. So if you don't ever put yourself in a position to understand someone else's point of view or you don't try to like just accept them for who they are and you're always envisioning this version of them in your head that is so perfect – you are going to fail them. They will not feel seen. They will withdraw and they will not be attracted to you. You won't get what you want because you are, people have done it to you probably. I was thinking, oh my God, people have done this to me before where I get to know a guy who I can tell has had a lot of fantasies about me in his head. And then I feel like, oh my God, I can't live up to this. I start to feel that way. Then I get insecure. Mm-hmm. But then I always walk away from it being like, man, they just want it. I'm not as good as they,
I'm not good enough for them.
Because they seem to think I'm something else. And then, so you're doing that to people if you ever fantasize. So I have had to stop these little trips I take in my head almost on a dime. And not even romantically. I mean, like, I've been doing some visualization about this big thing I have coming up where I'm like, I imagine myself fucking killing. And that's different because I think... because I struggle with, okay, what's manifestation and then what's fantasy? Why are those different? Because manifesting is like living as if it already happened. And it's, I think the difference is that manifestation feels awkward and fantasy feels real good. So for me to fantasize about me killing it at this thing feels really awkward to me. But I'm doing it because I know if it's hard to do, it's probably good. If it feels easy and soothing and you get a dopamine hit and you feel this relaxation down your spine, it's probably not good.
Wow.
And so the thing that she talked about that I couldn't, that blew my mind was that if stop presenting to people, to not set up people to disappoint you and to feel disappointing because of what you expect from them, never tell them thank you for something they didn't do. Only speak from a place of what you can judge. So, Mom, if I came to you and I was crying about something going on in my life and you sat and listened, I should not say to you, thank you so much for being there for me and really understanding what I'm going through. That is me assuming
that I do,
that you understood it. Yeah. All I can thank you for is thank you for coming over to my apartment and looking at me when I talked.
And listening, though.
But I don't even know if you were listening.
Oh,
unless I have actual evidence that you listened.
Gotcha.
You can't, because that is setting me up to assume something about you and live in this limerence of like, my mom and I had this, like, I can say it felt really good that you were here and that I perceived you as listening to me, because that's my truth. It's like, you could only talk from a place of what you experience. But that blew my mind that you can't just like tell people like, thank you so much thank you so much for being such a good friend. They might not be such a good friend. They might just feel obligated to do that because you moved them into their house last week. So they're just fulfilling an obligation. They might not just be doing this out of being a good friend. You have to let them say, so you can't, this will help your life to address the world as you observe it and not as, or as you are experiencing it in facts that someone in the court of law could be like, okay, yes, all we have proof of is that Julie came over and looked at her and appeared to be listening.
Right.
But she just sat there and looked at her and said, wow after everything, but it doesn't, we don't know. So you just, you have to live in this world where you're kind of telling yourself the truth all the time about things. What do you think?
I think that it sounds like
impossible.
Yeah, it sounds really difficult.
That's what she says. It literally is impossible to do.
Yeah.
Because we are projecting our experience onto other things constantly and we don't even know it.
We just want it to be lovely and we want it to be like our, that she is a good friend.
Yes.
We just assume it.
But what you're doing is you're saying that she's a good friend. And then if she's not, if that's not her experience, but she feels like, we don't know. Now I'm, how many times have you been told, Julie, you're such a good friend, and you think, I don't even like this woman?
Of course.
That, no. Well, you might like her more if she said, thank you for showing up, Julie. And yeah. didn't say thank you for being a good friend.
Wow, like, I like that.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Thanks for showing up.
Thanks, yeah. thanks for showing up today.
The helping, effort to make. To
thanks
get
for
there.
Helping me move this stove.
Yeah.
As opposed to thanks for being such
not
a good friend.
Not doing it anymore.
Thanks for
though.
Loving me so much. And you go, I don't love you at all, bitch. Mm-hmm. Like that drives you away from her.
Yeah.
As opposed to you might become closer to someone who just is calling out the things as they are and as you experience them too. Just saying facts. I liked it. It was radical.
Interesting. Yeah.
Heidi Plieb, if you want to check out what I'm talking about and actually hear a smart person discuss it, it's her video on limerence, L-I-M-E-R-E-N-C-E. She's brilliant. I'm obsessed with her.
Wow.
We'll be back. Oh my God, you guys. I'm so excited that Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast because they have like all of my favorite clips on Instagram Reels. I'm constantly discovering new comedians from these clips. And I always like, how do you even go to these shows? Where are they happening? Well, now I know because I have the information right here. You can go to one of these shows. Don't Tell Comedy are putting on the coolest comedy shows in the country. This isn't like a comedy club. This isn't a theater. These are small, unique venues like on rooftops, backyards, art galleries. If you're looking for a fun night out in your town, which it's probably in your town because these shows used to just be in LA and now they are all over the country, 150 cities in Canada, the US, and the UK. Don't Tell Comedy is the best thing for you to go out and explore and do. You're going to see amazing new comedians. You're going to see pop-ins from famous comedians. You've seen the clips online. Be a part of the experience live in person and do it on me, guys. Get tickets at don'ttellcomedy.com and then use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show. 20% off. That's freaking good.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
So we are back on tour, Brian and I, this weekend. Coming up,
yeah.
Gary, Indiana, Friday
all right,
night.
Back in Indiana, finally.
Yes,
I haven't been back in Indiana in a long time. I mean, this is technically not really even Indiana. Gary is basically Chicago.
Chicago-y.
Yeah. Oh, it is. Yeah.
That's where Michael Jackson's from.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go see his boyhood home, you two.
Yeah, where so many great things happened for
him. Lot of things good happened there, sure. We know better by now.
Just the word boyhood and Michael Jackson don't really go well together, but...
Yeah, poor kid.
Yeah, poor kid. Poor thing, what he went through.
Aren't you going to Cincinnati?
Yes, Cincinnati on Saturday, and then my mom and dad will also be there. So if you want to see Jules and Ege,
show
come see us in
up.
Cincinnati at the Hard Rock Live. So we've got Gary, Indiana Friday night.
Yes.
Gary, Indiana. You know, there's a song about Gary, Indiana.
Now I do.
It's from...
Don't tell me what I know.
I know you don't know that.
Heidi Pleeb.
Heidi. Cincinnati's going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be so fun. And I love staying at these Hard Rock casinos.
Really?
Yeah, because like it's everything's Hard Rock. Everything's like themed. Oh. You were there at one.
Yeah, was that the one we got the lobster dinner?
Yeah, you were we're getting lobster, surf and turf, baby, which you can't do anymore.
I can't do that anymore.
Mom's a pescatarian. Oh, I guess you could still get the lobster.
Yeah, I had lobster the other night.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, I'm not kidding.
Was that on sale at Aldi?
That was at Aldi.
I was going to say, how
the frozen whole lobster for $10.99.
I was at the Hard Rock in Florida this weekend.
Really?
Yeah. I went to the casino and I got fleeced at the blackjack table. I am not happy about Hard Rock.
Brian,
so far.
What are we doing with the gambling? Where are we at? Because you know, between you and me and everyone listening, you were doubting if you should be doing this anymore.
No, it's bad for my health. And I do sometimes have limerence with gambling where I place a bet and then I just feel like I already won the bet.
Yes,
so I go,
that's
well, what you gotta
do. I
already have the $200, so let me make more bets based on the fact that I already won this bet that I placed and isn't
haven't
even finished
yet.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. Sometimes that happens.
I'm gonna
in sports,
gamble.
It works, but no, blackjack is a loser's game. The goal in blackjack is to just try to lose as slowly as possible.
Yeah.
The goal is like, okay, I sat here for 2 hours and lost all my money instead of losing all my money in 10 minutes. And that's nice. But
okay.
Bad for your health. No, I feel like I have an enlarged aortic root, which is like a heart condition I was born with. And I feel like today I'm getting my heart scanned. I get my heart scanned every year to see if my root has grown. Oh. And I'm worried because all the gambling, it makes your blood pressure go up. It puts you in this stress level. It makes your heart rate go up. And I've been gambling so much lately that I'm a little worried about my latest scan.
Good vibes.
Yeah. Well, God, that's what you were saying to me there. You were like, I have a heart condition. I don't think 4 hours of being tense about this basketball game.
Because I thought there was no downside to gambling on sports because I always win. But there is a downside, and it's just not financial. It takes away your time, your health. Your mental state, it takes away all those things. So every time I said there's no downside to gambling, even though I was being facetious and, you know, flip about it, I did believe it. And now I realize I've changed my mind. There is a downside to gambling.
Oh,
it could kill you, ruin your life and your relationships, and waste all your time.
Yeah, that's why, final thought, that's why when you check into it, like a Hard Rock hotel,
why don't they give you free gambling money?
Well, that's
something they should think about.
I was gonna say that's a dumb question, but I guess that's me putting too much of my feelings
they actually do give away money to if you belong to these clubs or something.
Well, that's Spade's joke about like he goes to it's my favorite joke, by the way. Spade and I are gonna be in Vegas at the Venetian in May, and then also another date throughout the year, but you should come out and see that show for sure. But he has this great joke about his buddy's like, man, I go to Vegas all the time. I'm a big roller. You know, they fly me out comped. And he goes, oh, really? That $75 Southwest flight? And they go, yeah, you got to roll with me. I'm a big roller. Then ground transportation to and from the hotel. Oh, that 4-minute car ride. And he keeps like poking holes. And like the casinos know what they're doing. They're not just giving. They're never giving away money.
They get that money back in 10 minutes.
Yeah. But Yeah, it's a problem. It's so funny that there are signs of like, do you have a problem gambling all over
all
casinos?
Over. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's That's just, almost it's a like way the to Surgeon get you General's to be like, warning on cigarettes.
It's almost a way to get you to be like, well, if they're putting out all these warnings, then I don't, but then means I don't probably have it. They probably would know if I had a problem and someone would stop me.
That's Thank God putting, that's not me.
Yeah. The signs just make you feel like you don't have a problem.
Okay, maybe, but like it's just such a they're really worried about you.
Yeah,
they really want you to get help if you have a problem gambling.
In those signs in the casino,
the casino. It's just so stupid that we believe
I think it's a law.
That they give a
they
shit.
Have to put this.
Yeah,
for insurance.
Of course.
Absolutely. The sign should just say like, "Are you a loser? Are you a loser? You know? Like it's a bully in middle school.
Ooh,
well,
yeah,
it's like,
a
bully in middle school, and like you're walking around." Like, really no one who actually has a gambling problem is going to be like, oh, wait, that sign asked me if I had a gambling problem, and I do. No one's going to admit that. They're going to feel like it's an attack on their... It's like asking an older man, you know, if they need a colonoscopy or something. It's like, well, I don't need a colonoscopy. I don't know if that makes sense.
I don't know if that tracks for me, but I'm glad it did for you.
Let's just confuse Nikki in this segment.
Yeah. I would...
Yeah.
You're lucky you don't even care about gambling.
I'm lucky I don't?
Yeah. I mean,
I just feel so bad to lose.
Oh, it's a terrible feeling. Yeah.
It's like a hangover. Yeah. Like, I quit drinking not because of the drinking part, but because of the hangover.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I quit. I was recalling the other day to my friend about, because she like loves candy and has a problem sometimes with eating too much of it. And she was going buck wild after Valentine's Day because she bought a bunch of candy hearts. And that,
those the markdown ones?
Yeah, you know it. The ones that say, I love you. Yeah. So.
Smeared.
Yeah. She went buck wild on some. And I was like, girl, I've been there. Like, I know candy hearts are a thing that some people don't really go hard on. But man, they are my favorite. That chalkiness, when they're a little stale too, really? I like them. I love them. And so, but I don't do them anymore because I went so hard one year. I got a whole bag, like, you know, like a big bag that you would, like a bulk bag. And I ate them all. And I got a hangover from them. I hadn't drank for years and years. So it was the first time I had felt that like
a sugar
searing headache the next
hangover.
Day. Sick, but like couldn't look up straight because my head hurt so much.
Oh my God.
And it was from all the sugar. And I really can't even touch them anymore because it's just, I'm so scared of that feeling. So if my body gives me a searing headache as a result of something, I will quit it on the spot.
Wow.
And wait, I wish that we would
it'll be easy.
I would love if it gave me more headaches for things.
Yeah.
Because I would quit things. Mm-hmm. But when until it gets to that point, me keep going. But yeah, like I've overdone it on those. And
sometimes psychosomatic reactions benefit you. Like I have a reaction to high fructose corn syrup that I know is psychosomatic. It gives me brain fog whenever I have, and even if I don't know that it has it in there, if I just eat a can.
Well, then it's not psychosomatic.
It is. My body, I guess, just knows. I don't know how, but.
Because isn't psychosomatic when you,
even know how my body does it, but I get brain fog whenever I eat high fructose corn syrup in anything, even if it's like, I find out after I ate it that I'd had it. I'm like, oh yeah, that's why.
So you're just like,
you look at the label
after you
eat it.
You can't remember what you're talking about. Like, you seem like a stoner. Like, what's brain fog?
Brain fog. Yeah, it's like, you just feel out of it. It's like being when you get like 4 hours
of sleep.
In London,
in your brain.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't do Wordle. I don't know.
Oh, that's a good indication.
Yeah, when you can't do the Wordle. No, you know how you have 4 hours of sleep and then you're just sluggish and slow and you can't think and nothing's coming to you?
Yes.
You get a sugar bomb.
What brain fog is.
Okay, yeah.
But because of that, I have not eaten anything with high fructose corn syrup in like 10, 20 years.
What?
Wow.
It's in everything. It's in the drinking water.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, on purpose. Sometimes it happens by accident.
Right. I want that. I want
but
to do that.
I could do all the work that it takes to like train on high fructose corn syrup and do exposure therapy and get it back so that I don't have a reaction to it. But what's the point?
What's the
Why
point?
Not just
it's not
utilize
good for you.
Exactly. It's just like, okay.
Yeah, that's really good. I can't fall asleep without a sleep mask on.
I wish I could
my brain to do that. But now, because I like it, because when I do have a sleep mask on, my body knows it's time to go to sleep.
You can,
but if I don't have one, I have to wrap a towel around my head or something, and I have to like makeshift one, and that's not great. So I always carry like five on me at a time, just in case I lose them. But they are so there's certain things that my body has like learned. It's time.
You're
that's
like
good.
A little
that's
baby.
Just good sleep habits.
Oh, baby, Although I've been waking up a lot recently and just like with anxiety in the middle of the night.
Oh, yeah.
You got a lot on your plate.
I do have a lot on my plate, but I've been like kind of loving my life recently. I go on the road on the weekends. I work hard. I play. I don't even play hard. I just work hard doing the shows. Hard. And then we get to hang out with friends, and then we drive to the next venue, and you travel all day, and then you get I get one day off a week, which is perfect, and that day I am flying, and so some people would go, Nikki, that's not a day off. You need to be ecstatic. But to me, flying is a day off because no one can get you, and on your day off, you have to go to the grocery store, and you have to meal plan, and you've got to go to Home Goods and pick up stuff for your pots on your front porch. I don't got to do shit because I'm flying Southwest through three different cities. And so there's nothing I can do.
You're the only one that feels
that's
that
my
way.
Favorite day off. No, because in our house, day off equals got to go hiking.
Oh, that's true.
You got to go see bald eagles out in southern Illinois.
That's true.
I don't want to go do that shit. That's what days off mean to people. And I want to be in the air.
Where no
I
one can
be above
control
the eagles.
You.
Yes.
You're controlled by the airplane, but you are not controlled.
And then all week, I'm just doing voice lesson, podcast, Pilates, Orange Theory, here and there. And by here and there, I mean one time, never going back. Getting coffee, writing music.
Botox?
Like hey, don't call me out. Oh. I am all stuck up today. I got Botox. I was going to get filler. I opted out. Ladies, if you need someone to encourage you not to get filler, I was about to get it today in my lips. And then I texted Anya and I go, did you get filler last time you went? And she was like, no, I haven't gotten filler for years. And I was like, and then my lips are numb, right? Because they put the numbing cream on because they're going to poke you in the face with it. And I went out to the lobby and I go, I don't want to get filler anymore. They were like, okay, let's wipe it off. And I felt so bad, but they were so nice about it. Shout out to Jen at Frontenac. So I just got a bunch of Botox. Nice. Not even a bunch, just a little bit.
Yes.
And
I only know because I picked you up there.
Yeah. And Anya said, I think you're just going through something emotionally. Cause I was like, she was like, why do you need it? And I was like, I just want something different on my face. Like, I just want to look at something different. I'm tired of seeing pictures of me. I want to look something. And she was like, I think you maybe just need to like calm down.
You just need to go there and then say hi and walk out and feel like, oh, I've been there.
I did get a facial too. And it was amazing.
Oh,
a hydrofacial.
It looks good.
It was so good. I'm very happy. But yeah, if you want to go on the YouTube right now and see me be stung up, I got Botox, but it will not show up for 11 to 14 days. So see the results in 2 weeks. I'll see you there on YouTube. Thank you for listening to the show today. We'll be back tomorrow. We're going to be in Gary, Indiana and Cincinnati, Ohio this weekend, Friday and Saturday with Brian Frangie and Anya Marina. Get tickets at NikkiGlaser.com. Don't be care. And bye. This is so cool. Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast. Don't Tell Comedy are comedy shows that happen in these really intimate, unique spaces like art galleries and backyards and rooftops. I did one of their first shows in 2017. It was in a random clothing store in LA. Now they are in 150 cities worldwide. You gotta check them out. They are such a perfect night out. Don't Tell Comedy is the spot to go. Date night, alone night, friend night, whatever you want it to be. It's so fun. Get tickets at don'ttellcomedy.com. Use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.